100% natural bio superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, good morning, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and we're going to be talking with our good friend Bob Plesser this morning about what's really going on as far as aerial spraying, weather modification. There is an elite that run our nation, and they have been contaminating our air and our soil and our water for a long period of time, of course. Oh, they're so concerned about the environment. No, they're really concerned about eliminating large parts of the world's population and making much of our planet uninhabitable. But they're doing this under the guise of, well, we're geoengineering the atmosphere. We're geoengineering the atmosphere. We're going to create a greenhouse cap up here, a cap over the atmosphere to reflect the sun's rays so we won't have global warming. Actually, of course, what this does is increases global warming, if it works at all, but putting large amounts of aluminum and barium and other substances up in the atmosphere, then the stratosphere, geoengineering the atmosphere. Now, how do we know they're doing it? Well, there have been a lot of congressional committee evaluations of geoengineering, but none of them admit that it's actually been going on. On the other hand, there are reports out of Great Britain that it really is going on. And, of course, Ed Griffin's put together a wonderful DVD, What in the World Are They Spraying? If you haven't seen it, you need to get it, and it is available through my ministry. But certainly, sometimes when I've been giving talks, at least on three separate occasions, people from the military have attended and gotten up and said, well, you know, we asked our military superiors, what these chemtrails are, what are they doing? And they said they'd get back to me, and eventually they got back, and they said, well, the report we're getting from our superiors is they're spraying vaccines because they want to protect us against diseases. Now, I don't believe that's true for a minute, but it's a great story, and it's an acknowledgement that they're doing something. How do we know they're doing something? Well, one time one of our supporters actually was watching them doing the spraying in our area, and of course found a tree in his backyard. It looked like it had been, it looked like a Christmas tree with all these white sort of bands on it. He picked up some of this material, cut off the branches, brought it up to me, and it was a semi-gelatinous material on the branches of the trees, and it just was there, transient, of course, to be washed off with the rain. But it's tangible, you can feel it, and of course, those have been analyzed and have found just aluminum. But our guest this morning is Bob Plesser, and he's written extensively, he's done a wonderful DVD on weather modification and some of the techniques that they use, and has actually referred me to a YouTube where you can actually see a tanker plane spraying. Bob Plesser, thank you so much for being with us, and that your story was so interesting the other day. I wanted this audience to hear you. Thanks for getting up early.
I can hardly hear you at all.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, maybe Are we
going to produce it
or turn up my volume for you? Is that any better?
Just barely. I think when you switched on, you're not quite on your regular switch. Something's happening
there.
All
right, well, I will ask the producer during the break to get to it, but you tell the story of weather modification.
Okay, if you can hear me all right, I'll go on, but I cannot hear
fine.
You at all, really. Okay, well, basically, I have to tell folks, I guess, the story of how we came across this several years ago originally, and that goes back to 1994 when I was doing other investigations into different government controls and lies, things that were going on. There were untruths and being kept secret from the people, and I kept having folks contact me and ask me about if I had done any investigations on weather control. And, of course, at that time, I knew nothing about it to speak of. I'd heard rumors about it, but I reacted pretty much like everyone else, and that is that weather control is probably something that we really can't do, that it's kind of out of our reach, particularly at that time, that point in time. However, I went ahead and started doing some snooping, and finally someone came to me, a high-level person from Washington, D.C., and said that they knew I was looking into that, and they asked me if I was aware of the fact that there actually was a United Nations treaty on weather control, and a treaty that had been signed between the major nations of the world, the top five power structure on Earth, which of course included Russia, the United States, and the European alliance and all, and that this was a United Nations, an agreement that we would not use that, our knowledge and our ability to create and alter the weather and et cetera, to use it as a weapon of war. So I was very fortunate by pulling a few strings and being a little bit covert, so to speak, while I contacted the United Nations, and I was able to actually have the UN send me literally the documentation on the agreement. That agreement was actually what they call the Convention on the Prohibition of Military or Hostile Use of Environmental Modification Techniques. Well, that's pretty fancy weather words that actually involves the creation or modification of weather. And it went on, as a matter of fact, to indicate right in the actual wordage of the introduction of the treaty, they actually said that now, by the way, this was in 1976. They said, now that we have the ability to alter the weather, create or generate earthquakes, and modify the weather, that we have to agree that we will not use it as a weapon of war against each other. Well, that really blew me away. And by the way, I have the entire copy of the entire treaty that was signed back then. What that meant, basically, of course, that all of the time when people, in government would say, oh, that's ridiculous.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought, Bob. We'll be back in just a moment with Bob Fletcher.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's the Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cedarstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way, the only way they know how.
Well, Dr. Stan, Bob was just saying that this treaty, which he was able to get through the United Nations, actually, and it was written 76 or 77, said that, you know, we know how to modify the weather and create earthquakes. Could that really be true? Do they know how to create earthquakes? Yes, certainly did. Dr. Cuddy actually has a quotation from one of our Secretaries of Defense, talking about how the enemy has the ability to do earthquakes and how we have to guard against this sort of thing. Well, if somebody else has the ability to create earthquakes, we do too. We also know that when Zbigniew Brzezinski wrote his book, Between Two Ages, at the bottom of page 57, why he talks about how by the year 2018, we'll have the ability to create storms and droughts and new chronic diseases. Well, they've created the new chronic diseases. They infect millions of Americans. They have the ability to create storms and droughts. But we can't let the common people understand that they do have the ability to control the weather. And this is in the hands of what I call the invisible government. We have a visible government. We have an invisible government, a small group of elitists who want to play God, and they're doing a very good job of it. Bob, are you back?
Yes. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you fine. Can you hear me any better?
No. Everything else is completely up to proper volume except Stan.
All right, so, fine.
But
well,
I'll just go on and do the best I can, but I still can't hardly hear you.
I'm sorry, but you're doing fine. You go right ahead.
Okay, so after we got a copy of the entire treaty and realized that this certainly was real, because, let's face it, folks, if the all the nations of the world are concerned about utilizing this as a weapon, then it certainly is something real, and it's also something that as far back as back in the 70s there, that they actually had reached a point then already that it was working well enough that all nations were concerned. It's kind of like when the first plans or the first working atomic bomb was realized, then there became, of course, the worry that everybody else would be able to figure out how to do this. They set up several operations, and in general, now what we're talking about as of today is the United States Air Force has the predominant control on this, and they are considering the program to be top secret. All right, so everything that they're doing is very difficult to get any kind of definitive answers. You're not going to get it. They're not going to tell you when they're going to do it, how exactly it's going to be accomplished, et cetera. But they do now have, by using electronics, that's the big deal. This is not something like chemical seeding of the clouds, which, of course, had been done during the Vietnam War. They actually did do cloud seeding on a regular basis over there and caused rain within given areas that would slow down travel on the ground by turning the normal paths and roads that they were using, the Ho Chi Minh Trail, and turning that into a big muddy mess that made it impossible to travel over. So there was an application during the Vietnam War causing it, using the weather modification as a weapon. Now, if we'll notice, the treaty actually came in right around the time that the war had already been pretty much under our belt. It was in 76 when they signed the UN treaty. Now, when you people ask, they say, well, how does this work? Well, first off, there is the huge operations that are called HAARP. It's a High Altitude Aurora Research Project. This is based, the primary one is based up in Alaska. This is actually antennas, acres and acres of antennas for transmitting power. And this is actually utilized for a lot of experimental military operations besides what I would call some legitimate civilian operations. That was taken over completely a few years back by the Air Force and turned into a basically a secret operation. You can go through the doors and you can get limited tours, but it's like going to an atomic study base. You're not going to see anything serious. Now, what they've done is they utilize also, I have to say, satellites and also aircraft. And by doing a given area that they want to work on in terms of, let's just simplistically say, to expand an existing small storm someplace and turn it into a hurricane or tornado, and to guide that storm or bad weather into a specific area. What they do is superheat the ionosphere up above the pretty high up altitude, and they do it with the commonly triangulation of what they call plasma beams. This is a high energy similar, we'll say, to a microwave or a microwave weapon. And by shooting into a given area from two or three locations, they can concentrate in the atmosphere enough energy to superheat that area. And, of course, under normal situations, but just weather itself, the changing of temperatures in a quick or a rapid manner is what causes disruptive weather. So if you have a cool or a moderate area, all of a sudden you have highs and low temperatures fighting against each other and one drawing the other up, then all of a not all of a sudden, but over a short period of time, you will have the creation of a weather disturbance. By creating lows in a given area, low pressure, by using this concept, they can draw a storm that's close by into a given area, therefore actually steering it or guiding it. And interestingly enough, the potential relationship between what everyone has been concerned about for several, the last, say, 5 or 10 years, chemtrails coming from some aircraft, I do believe are probably part of the very same operations we're talking about. Because what happens if you simply try to shoot a beam, whether it's a plasma or a microwave type of a beam, to a given area in the atmosphere, if it has nothing to reflect off of or nothing to hold it or attract it, and I'm going to use a simplistic kind of a concept here, if you take a motion picture camera and you broadcast it out into the backyard, it's not going to show, you're not going to see the picture. It's not going to go any place. It's not going to be reflected. There will be nothing to stop that visual transmission off unless you put up a screen of sorts. You can shoot it on the wall. You can shoot it on any type of a stopping screen, and that will permit you to see what you're broadcasting. Well, the same idea goes on with these what you would call the plasma beams. If they shoot them out to superheat an area, if they have something suspended in the air let's say, radiate, or some kind of a material that would actually cause the same thing as a screen to stop or gather up that power, that's the way it's going to work best. So what they're utilizing are like a polymer material, and also with that polymer material, mixing or adding a little bit of magnetic iron oxide into the polymer. Now, this is what you've talked about, Stan, yourself, which was a friend of yours had tracked down and had discovered when after a plane had passed over at some elevation, and he had found what looked like cobweb material. The cobweb-type material is probably a polymer material that is mixed with a little bit of iron oxide that is can be sprayed into an area. They immediately shoot that area with a potential high-energy plasma beam and heats up that area wherever it is in the ionosphere and for whatever period of time. Once that takes place, the storm has started, or it's been moved, drawn into an area, and now you can have a problematic type of weather. So, and I believe it was Bill Thomas that had done a real good study on that back in 2009 relative to this polymer material that I believe you had spoken about.
Well, I think that it's vitally important that people understand that there is a program to modify the weather. It's called geoengineering. They have the ability to do it. They're doing it. It's all top secret. We can't let the American people know what we're doing. But, of course, we're finding basically that there are increasing levels of aluminum in the soil, in the water. And aluminum is extremely toxic. And not only that, but it gets picked up by the trees, and the trees in Northern California, where they're doing lots of spraying, are dying. And same thing is true in Hawaii. And they're able to find the aluminum in the bark of the trees, which you never would have found in the past. They're getting away with it because they control the media, and the average individual doesn't understand that they are poisoning the soil and poisoning the air and poisoning the water. They know exactly what they're doing. The military people are unaware of this. Now, what is this picture that you found on YouTube that shows a tanker spraying? Would you like to talk about that?
Sure. This is something that's really terrific. And I, of course, you've known me for a long time, and I've chasing these, call them the bad guys, since about 1987. But I've always been very cautious to try to steer away from anything that's not tangible documentary proof or evidence. And in all of our investigations, we always try to bring people the real live footage and things of that sort of different operations of all the amazing weapons that are really available, where they're experimenting on making things invisible and all of that. This is very real, and we have actual documentation on all of our videos that we have. The DVDs that are available are the kind of thing that you can look at it, and there it is. There's the weapon. There's the material. There's the documentation in front of you. And in this particular case, by a fluke a little while back, looking up, doing some other investigations into different things, I had come across a video that's on YouTube. So everybody that has a computer can punch this up and look at it yourself. And this is really terrific. What it is a private jet had been, I believe, actually over Australia. They were trailing along behind what was a huge tanker. This is a military-type tanker, similar to maybe what would be used for refueling aircraft. But this tanker that was flying ahead of and below the private jet, this tanker was spraying something, was coming out of the tanker. So the people in the private jet picked up their camera and started filming. And that what they've done is actually filmed and followed for a long period of time, not just 2 minutes or a minute and a half or whatever. They followed and filmed this huge tanker flying through the clouds at a pretty high elevation, I think like about 10,000 feet, and they're spraying something, whatever it is, spraying something. It's very visual. You can see it. It's coming out of four or six different spray heads.
Hold that thought, and you can find it on the Internet. Just type in YouTube tanker spraying. YouTube tanker spraying. We'll be back in just a moment with Bob Fletcher.
Now is the time to reserve your Passover tickets and join us for an awesome evening Monday, April the 18th at the Ramada Plaza, I-25 and 120th Avenue as we celebrate the death, burial, and resurrection of Messiah Yeshua Jesus. Tickets are $30 for adults, $20 for 10 to 12-year-olds, $15 for 6 to 9-year-olds, and 5 and under are free. Deadline is Friday, April the 8th, no exceptions. Call 1-800-205-6245 for reservations or mail your check to Beth Messiah Congregation, care of Sharon, P.O. Box 1750, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534. See you at Passover.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343. Whether you already know essential oils are valued for their ancient wisdom and wellness, or you're considering their use as a viable, non-toxic, healthy alternative, your question should be the same. Are all essential oils certified pure therapeutic grade? Who makes the highest quality essential oils available? Do all test for safety and meet rigorous standards? Can all oils pass the scrutiny of health professionals and scientists? Many essential oils don't meet these standards, so ask one more question. Where can I find the most powerful, reasonably priced, certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils? doTERRA. Gift of the Earth. doTERRA, committed to natural, empowering ideals. If you're new to essential oils or a seasoned expert, you'll recognize the superior quality of doTERRA certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils with your first experience. Call 970-493-6789. That's 970-493-6789 or RockyMountainEssentialOil.com. That's RockyMountainEssentialOil.com.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. CINN stations in Alt salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine. Point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Alt, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, I guess this morning, Bob Fletcher. And if you have a question or comment, our telephone number, 1-877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. And Bob, do you want to get your email your website out so people would know how to get in touch with your ministry?
Sure. Yes, if you're interested in, I have one particular specific DVD of research investigation that has all of the material we're talking about right now. It's called Weather Control as a Weapon. You can get that by go on the computer and punch up BobFletcherInvestigations.com. That's BobFletcherInvestigations.com. And or you can do Bob Fletcher Conspiracies. That will also bring us up and you'll be able to review all of the materials we have available. There's actually 8 different investigations, but the weather control is one of the best that we've put together, and it does show all of what we're talking about right now. And I wanted to mention a few bits and pieces, other little random bits of material. First off, what we were just talking about, the chemtrail tanker. If you go on the YouTube and type in chemtrail spraying tanker, that's all you'll need to do. It'll bring it up. It's chemtrail spraying tanker filmed by private jet. That's the way it's titled, and that will show you this aircraft that we were just talking about. Now, this plane that was being filmed was actually releasing and spraying chemicals of some sort at this high elevation. See, now, this is not, we're not talking, a lot of folks will say, oh, well, they're just spraying crops. It's not a crop spraying situation when you're up at 10,000 feet. And what they were doing is spraying something out of the wings. This is, again, not a trail that's coming out of the engines either. It's not a difference in temperature causing a humidity appearance of something coming from the engines. It's not that either. This also, so it's not, they are experimenting with special new engines. They are making funny chemtrails. That's not what this was. This is very specifically releasing, stopping, and running on again, off again, some type of material coming out of spray heads on the wings of the aircraft.
And now, you can actually see them on this DVD. It's a very, very impressive one. So they are spraying. We know they're spraying. You have your chemtrails. You have your contrails. Your contrails can produce opacity of the sky as well. But then you have your spraying in addition, your true geoengineering. And believe me, it's happening with increased frequency all across the nation. Well, our number is 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524, if you have a question or comment on this subject. But this is deleterious to our health, but it's all top secret. We can't let the American people know what they're up to, and they're really doing this throughout the world, aren't they, Bob?
Yes. As a matter of fact, which is always kind of a little bewildering when, as we know for so many years during the Cold War, we were supposedly going head-to-head against the Russians on all of our technology and our weapons development and things. We had all the wonderful James Bond ideas of spies crawling in and out and trying to steal ideas. And way back during the middle of the Cold War, the United States and Russia were holding hands and sharing the development of several top-secret projects, one of which was the weather control. And this was done cooperatively for several years in our top-secret laboratories in the United States with the top-level Russian engineers and scientists. And a short period of time in the early 90s, Russia had a company that was state-owned, of course, under their communistic concept, and the state-owned company was called Elate. It was E-L-A-T-E, and this was the development of the weather control and weather modification, and they were pursuing particularly rain, snow, and that type of weather control, besides potentially earthquakes. which is somewhat of a different thing. I won't get into that, but the engineering using low-frequency vibrational engineering, actually doing very low-frequency vibrations into areas that may have a fault, will generate or move an earthquake forward more rapidly than if you were not fooling with it at all. That's a little bit of a separate, different idea, basically on the same general basics using frequencies, vibrational frequencies. But the company in Russia called Elate actually was hired back in the 90s by a small group in the Mideast there, where they were trying to develop storms to actually blow smoke away from some major cities where they had had these horrible forest fires, and the smoke had reached such a point of concentration that it was killing people. You couldn't even walk in the streets in parts of India and a few other places. So the Indonesian government actually contracted with the Russian company for them to generate storms sufficient to blow away this smoke away from the major cities. That was a regular release, a formal release in the Wall Street Journal back in the 1997, I believe, if I remember correctly. So, again, this was the admitting that this type of project had moved that far along. It was not just in the laboratories any longer, and that it was a viable manner by which you could, in fact, control the weather. The Russians used to advertise that within a 200-square-mile area, they could actually be hired by farming, large farms, et cetera. They actually could hire them to create rain so that it would rain on their crops, and therefore that, of course, would be a positive application of weather modification. I also would mention that they were diligently trying to keep this still very quiet in the 90s. And I happened to be doing a testimony before the United States Senate Intelligence Committee in Washington, D.C. in 1995, and one of the senators tried to railroad me or sidetrack me, pulling me away from what I was trying to testify about, which, by the way, was the criminal activities at the Oklahoma bombing. And he
Hold the thought. We'll be back in just a moment here with Bob Fletcher. Give us a call, 877-254-7524, right here.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
This is Danny Golden inviting you to join me and Ron Douglas, organizer of Denver's Self-Reliance Expo on April 8th and 9th. Attend hourly presentations and workshops like protecting your family during economic downturns, first aid, food competitions, and more. With over 100 exhibitors, there's something for everyone. Be a well-equipped, self-reliant household. Receive a $2 discount on admission by purchasing your tickets online at selfrelianceexpo.com. That's selfrelianceexpo.com. Show up at the door for your tickets and tell them KHNC sent you. Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Bob Fletcher, and we're talking about weather modification. And the Americas were not going into it, but they do have the ability to create earthquakes as well. But it's all top secret. We don't want the Russians to know. The trouble is, we've worked on all this with the Russians. So it's really, they don't want the American people to know. And this, of course, is and they hide everything. It's in the name of national security. Well, now they're in the process of geoengineering our atmosphere, and this wonderful DVD, Sydney, by Ed Griffin on Sydney, on what in the world are they spraying? And then, of course, we've got this great DVD by Bob Fletcher, which goes weather modification as a weapon. Who's calling in? Who's calling in? Do we have a caller? Well, I guess not. I thought that there was...
We lost one.
Well, go ahead. Go ahead, Russ.
Well, the what I was talking about was, of course, in 1995, and this is quite a while back, when I was testifying before the Intelligence Committee, we were testifying relative to criminal activity with the what was going on in Oklahoma City.
Oh, hold on just a minute. I think we have a caller. Is somebody calling?
Hi, Dr. Stan and Bob. This is Steve from Conifer, Colorado.
Yes, go ahead.
Yes, I was just going to ask you that I believe the scalar technology that was basically goes back to Tesla's technology with things like the Tesla howitzer and things like that. I would assume that since that was quite a while ago, that it's possible our own government using that technology could very well start things in the Ring of Fire and that area. And I'll hang up and listen to what you have to say about that. Thank you.
All right.
That's right. And that's correct. Basically, it is based, what they're doing right now is based on the old Tesla experiments, as a matter of fact. And quite often they'll do one project, it will spring off into another one. They'll be doing something, some experiment, and it'll indicate that it can be used for something else. But more than likely, they certainly are using the basics from Tesla's original investigations and experiments to create this. No question about it. And
all right, is somebody else calling in?
Yes, Dr. Stan, can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, this is Brian in Northern Colorado. I have a question for your guest. I spend part of the year down in southern Chile in a very non-populated area down there, and there's very few flight paths. There's one airport, and you'll see a plane every once in a while flying over, and I've actually seen in the last couple years chemtrails lingering down there. Very non-populated area of southern Patagonia. So my take is there's also an additive in the jet fuel.
And there may very well be. You're absolutely right.
Let me ask you a question. What part, where were you talking, what part of the world?
Southern Chile, like the very tip of Patagonia, the very tip of South America.
Yes, okay. Well, as a matter of fact, and I had spent quite a bit of time in Chile a long time back, but I must point out that when we talk about the HAARP installation, which is in basically up in Alaska, they have a huge operation also in the along the equator around the center of the Earth, and that was an important point. As a matter of fact, part of Tesla's information, and then additionally, they do have a HAARP installation in the not too many, few hundred miles, maybe even only less than 1,000 miles from the southern tip of Chile down in southern, by the South Pole.
That doesn't surprise me at all because,
right.
You know, the U.S. has a very good relationship politically with the United States, and so I would imagine they do have stuff close to Antarctica.
Right, they do have a full
But what do you think about,
yeah.
My question is, what do you think about the fuel additive? Do you think there's an additive in the fuel as well?
No, well...
Certain jets, or maybe they're just intentionally spraying, but this looked like a commercial flight that was flying over, and I saw it.
I was mentioning earlier when we were talking about the filming of the jet plane that was... doing the chemtrails out of a tanker. There's kind of like two separate things, and I think some of the get mixed together sometimes. I'm pretty positive that the chemtrails that we're talking about that would actually be part of a weather control modification experiment would, in fact, be sprayed separately. And the other things that people are seeing that look strange and unusual are the trails coming out from some of the new engines, some new, including some top-secret engines, that they're experimenting with in jet planes, and that would be two separate things. I don't believe that they're mixing chemtrails that would be used for weather control and mixing it, blowing it out with the engine fuel or engine exhaust. That's two different things.
Okay. Well, thanks for your time, and you guys have a good day.
Thanks for calling in.
Yeah. Okay, well, we've got about a minute for you to wrap up the program, Bob.
Well, I guess what we simply have to say is, again, we're into a situation where they're keeping things secret. The possibility of earthquakes and all of the 35 or whatever it was, different tornadoes that took place just the other day in the middle of the United States and these things, some of these absolutely are being cultivated and generated by top-secret weather control experiments. No question about it. And I'd like folks to, again, just get on a computer and look up our BobFletcherInvestigations.com and get a copy of our weather control DVD, and you'll understand and have it in your hands, and you'll understand what's going on and who's doing it and who's trying to keep it secret.
Well, Bob did an excellent job with this DVD, Weather Control as a Weapon. We've recommended it to you. It's important that you understand we are under attack from all points of view. And there is an invisible government that wants to destroy humanity. When you understand that, so much of what's going on makes sense. Bye-bye, Bob. God bless. Thanks so much.
Shalom. This is Pastor Michael Golden of the Voice of Many Waters Congregation, personally inviting you to join me as we continue our series on exploring your God-given spiritual gifts and utilizing them biblically to build Yahweh's kingdom. We'll be meeting at 3J's Christian Coffee House in Johnstown, Saturdays beginning at 1 p.m. We'll look through the lens of Torah and address questions like, how do I know what my gifts really are? What's my purpose in using the spiritual gifts? Can my spiritual gifts be blocked for some reason? I've used my spiritual gifts for years. What does Torah have to do with them? How do I know the difference between truth or error, or the office and the gift, and much more? This series includes an extensive personal spiritual gift profile and how to understand who God has called you to be through your gifts in a safe, orderly, and biblically based environment. The exciting series will continue over the next few weeks, so please join us. Contact the Voice of Many Waters congregation at 1-800-205-6245 or 303-522-3562. A love offering will be collected.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making their way the only way they know how.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and I hope you enjoy the program. Now, you can get Bob's DVDs either by going to his website, or we carry all of them. Weather Control as a Weapon is available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You'd like to know about the murder of John Kennedy, or certainly Sonny Bono, or certainly the new weapons that they have. Bob has all sorts of great DVDs. We carry seven of them. But the Weather Control as a Weapon is important. We also carry Ed Griffin's film, What in the World Are They Spraying? We have a four-tape set on harp, a four-tape set on weather modification. We have a book on the harp and a book on weather modification. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Could this really be going on? If it's going on, why doesn't the media tell you? Well, if the media tells you the truth, the people lose their jobs. Glenn Beck had Ed Griffin on his program talking about the creature from Jekyll Island, the Federal Reserve System, and within a week, Glenn Beck was off of Fox TV. Is there a causal relationship? Of course there's a causal relationship. The last thing they want is for you to get the truth about how a system really works. And if anybody gets up and tells the truth on television, they are off and they're banned. And they, all of the so-called conservative and liberal media work together. Fox doesn't tell you the truth. They just tell you what they want you to hear, and they want to give you the impression they're giving you the truth, whereas they're really not. The whole idea is not to reveal the truth, to conceal the truth from the American people. And once you understand that, everything begins to make sense. Certainly, they offered Alex Jones a great deal of money if he would just come on and be another Rush Limbaugh and be a good little guy and talk about nondescript things. They did the same thing with Jesse Ventura, and Jesse Ventura turned them down. They did the same thing with Elliot Spitzer, and of course Elliot Spitzer took the offer. He now has his own television program. He just won't talk about what's really important. Elliot Spitzer had a great deal of information. Elliot Spitzer exposed how this small clique of people created the financial collapse and how all of the state attorney generals wanted to stop this concept of predatory lending on homes because they knew it would bring down the economic system, and he wrote about it and how they were blocked by the federal government. And that's when they released the story about the high-paid prostitute. It was to deflect the issue away from the fact that they brought down the financial system intentionally, and the Bush administration wouldn't let the attorney generals use the laws at their disposal to stop the process. They shifted that from how terrible it was that the government precipitated this crisis to how terrible Elliot Spitzer was because he was having an affair with an illicit prostitute. You see what they do, how they play games with our minds? Well, our number is 1-800-544-8927. You need to get our material. You need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, to understand what motivates these people, to understand that George Bush was a member of two secret societies, certainly both the Skull and Bones, and we have a four-tape set on Skull and Bones, and the Bohemian Grove, and we have a four-tape set on the Bohemian Grove. And, of course, we have their material from the Bohemian Grove where they talk about how they revere the owl. Who is the owl? Pollock, the symbol of Satan. Well, our number 1-800-544-8927. Till tomorrow, May the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology.